Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Cold Harbor by Matthew Fitzsimmons, performed by James Patrick Cronin. Insanity is relative. It depends on who has who locked in what cage. Ray Bradbury, The Meadow. Chapter 1. The door would never open. The prisoner accepted that now. How old was he? He couldn't be sure. Another mooring post that had drifted out of sight in this windowless cell. One thing less anchoring him to the world beyond these walls. This cell where the lights were never off and time had overrun its banks and flooded his minutes, hours, and days, so that he could no longer tell where one moment ended and the next began. Meals arrived in his sleep, always while he slept. Sometimes he would pretend, simply to see a human hand would be a comfort, to know there was someone on the far side of the door. He hadn't heard a sound from outside since they'd put him here, not even when he pressed his ear to the door and strained against the silence. Not a voice, not a cough or a prayer, a footstep or any proof of life. So he would mimic sleep, like a child on Christmas morning, hoping to catch a glimpse of someone. Anyone. But they always knew. How did they know when he lay so still? Were they inside him? The meals never varied. No breakfast or lunch or dinner. Laid out on the floor, no trays, plates, or utensils. He ate with his fingers, the same tasteless bars, processed beyond recognition, for every meal. He couldn't say he ate three times a day, because what was a day? When the food came, he ate. When it was gone, he didn't. Never hungry until the food came, and then ravenous, as if it had been a lifetime since his last meal. No mirror. He longed to see his own face, to confirm he was still himself. Maybe they had changed that too while he slept. Were these his arms, his legs and feet, his stomach, his chest? They looked familiar, but maybe only because they were all he ever saw. Was he? If he could only see his face, he felt reasonably certain that he would know the answer. He knew the question itself was madness, but it aided him until sleep claimed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?